All right, the big news in the sports world last night was LeBron James at the Garden, his Instagram account.
Yes.
And a near fight that was never really even a fight. And to chat about it, we're joined now by ESPN's Brian Windhorst here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. What's happening, Brian?
Nothing much.
Thank you for doing this today. We were just talking about GMs and how frustrating it can be to try to get honesty out of them. What's your experience like in the NBA, trying to get a GM to open up and be honest about what their long-term game plan is?
Well, the only way a GM is generally going to share information with you is if you have information to share with him. It's an information exchange. And as far as, like, talking, like, in a public setting, whether it's at a press conference or a radio show or something, I mean, they really go into those generally in total protective mode. Mm-hmm. And I kind of don't blame them, because if they say something that is mildly controversial, it can only be used against them. So, you know, really, if you want information in this world, you better have some information that you can give. Otherwise, you're not much use to them. Now, you can have a relationship with them. I mean, over the course of decades, you know, you go through things with them that creates, you know, bonds and stuff. But when it comes to giving information, I mean, if I was in their chair, I'd be really careful giving it up myself, because the jobs are so hard. There's so many different facets you have to face. And in very, very few industries is the guy who is in charge the lowest paid. I mean, in almost every certainty, or in every situation, the GM is lower paid than the coach in the NBA. Now, Masai in Toronto is one of the highest paid GMs. He is not in that same class. But in most other places, you know, you're trying to deal with people that have more power than you, have a bigger fan base than you, and in a lot of cases have a better contract than you. It is a brutally challenging job.
I hear you, man, and I understand it, and I know if I was in that position, I would do exactly what you just said, but it's so frustrating from time to time.
I don't think I could talk like that. Like, I couldn't talk that.
You would out yourself at some point. You'd just go, like, spiral out of control.
I would be Jimmy Benning.
We've been talking about LeBron throughout the afternoon and his Instagram account, which he loves. And you know,
why does a guy like that need that much attention?
What's your take on that, Brian?
That's kind of who he's been most of his life. I mean, from when he was about 16 years on, he's a guy who's been... I mean, you know, when he was 13, 14 years old, he did something that was very, very unpopular. He, instead of going to the public school, which was the basketball power in his hometown, he went to a private school because he thought one of his best friends wasn't going to be able to play at the public school. And the kid wanted to play on the team, and so he went with them to the other school. And now, was that viewed, you know, all over the world like his moves are today? No. But in his world, where he had to deal with it on his block and in his, you know, grade school and stuff like that, you don't think that was a big thing for him to deal with? He's been dealing with this for as long as he can remember. And I do think that, you know, psychologically, you know, he does always want attention. You know, that was one of the things that would always happen in Miami. You know, when Wade or Bosch were doing interviews, he would always sneak in behind and everything like that. I mean, from a psychological standpoint, he does like to have attention. But also, you would argue that one of the reasons why he's as popular as he is, as famous as he is, and in a lot of ways as wealthy as he is because he gets so much attention. He draws so many eyeballs, which makes him a compelling figure. So you would argue that while occasionally it causes problems, for the most part, it's benefited him throughout his life.
And yet there's a guy by the name of James Angelo who's sitting on the train and doesn't know who LeBron James is, allegedly anyways, and swipes his phone away when he's taking an Instagram video. Do you think that would have hurt LeBron's ego that this guy didn't know who he was?
Nah, you know, in that moment, he's just having fun. I don't think he cares. I mean, you know, if you really watch it, you know, I think was put off by the bodyguard that the Cavs had there. I mean, if you really watch the video, you can see the bodyguards working overtime to keep everybody away from them.
Right.
Look, I lived in New York City for a few years. A whole lot of people in New York City have no freaking idea what is important in my life, and I have no idea what's important in their life. I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all that somebody on the subway would not know who LeBron James is. There's probably literally millions of people in New York City who don't know who LeBron James is.
With Brian Windhorst from ESPN. So yesterday, what made last night's game, I think, so significant, partially the Knicks have been playing better than people expected, and the Cavs have been playing worse. But LeBron went off about Phil Jackson and his tenure there and how they drafted the wrong guy in the first round this past year before Jackson eventually left. Is that him indirectly sticking up for Carmelo Anthony and his relationship with Phil Jackson?
Yes, for sure. That's a big part of it. I don't know why LeBron picked this fight. Certain things that happen to LeBron are stuff that happens to him that is sort of a consequence of his profile. In this particular case, this was self-inflicted. He did not need to bring this attention to his team. He did not need to bring this attention to Frank Ntilikina. I mean, he probably did not need to do that. But that said, LeBron is the type of guy who can, who has a very powerful voice, and he knows, that he can inflict some damage with it, and he was taking aim at Phil Jackson. It would not surprise me if he continues to do so. Phil took aim at LeBron a few times during his career, and LeBron didn't forget that, and I think that's part of what's going on. Also, let me just say, I can't see the future. I don't know what the argument is going to be in 2021, but let's just say that there are many people that agree that the Knicks passed on a better player when they took Ntilikina. Now, again, at one point, I went 15 rounds with my friends and told them that I thought Deron Williams was a better pick than Chris Paul. I ended up being wrong about that one. So just because you feel a certain way when a guy's a rookie doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be.
Well, I also wonder how much LeBron even knows about these two guys. Like, I doubt he was in Vegas watching Summer League. How much would he really know about these two?
Well, see, that's the thing. LeBron is pretty aware. So LeBron's known Dennis Smith since he was 14 years old, because he came to his Nike camps, and he's been at his home in Akron. And one of the reasons why is because they were recruiting him to go to Nike and also to be represented by his agency. Now, Dennis Smith not only did not sign with Nike, he also did not sign with LeBron's agency, so it didn't work. LeBron wasn't able to connect them, but he has known him since he was 14. And as for Ntilikina, one of LeBron's best friends from high school has been on Ntilikina's team in France, Strasbourg, the past couple years. And he got a scouting report on him from his friend. So he knows more about him than I do.
Okay.
Put it that way.
All right. With Brian Windhorst, I know we've asked you before, and you're always the guy that people go to. Where's LeBron going in July of 2018? Is it safe to say he's definitely not going to the Knicks, or would that ever be an option? He seems to love playing there.
I would absolutely rule nothing out at this point, because just having been down this road several times before, you just don't know. You just don't know what the lay of the land is going to be in late June. And you have people out there who are guaranteeing certain things are going to be happening, and if that happens and they end up being right, I will offer them congratulations. But as of right now, everybody would just be guessing as to what would happen with him, including LeBron himself. He openly will tell you, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure as hell not closing any doors. And so, that's the thing that LeBron has. LeBron is such an incredible talent that he pretty much can demand anything, and just about every team, not every team, maybe not the Warriors, but just about every team would fall all over themselves to accommodate him. So as a result, he doesn't have to worry about it in advance. The teams have to prepare their books and prepare their, themselves to try to appeal to LeBron. But as for LeBron himself, he has the wonderful luxury of not having to plan ahead. And he intends to take advantage of that luxury, but it also makes it impossible to truthfully handicap the situation.
Thank you, Brian. Always appreciate it.
Take care.
There's Brian Windhorst joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Check out the new 2018s and get rates starting at 0% plus receive 5,000 Aeroplan miles with every purchase. MapleToyota.com.